American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your books to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Read silently as you listen to a supervisor talking to an employee. Look at the underlined words.
I hate to bring this up, but you have fallen behind in your work, and the store manager wants to transfer you from this department. He thinks a move would be good. He said that you have gotten so far behind with your records that you won't be able to catch up by the end of the year. The manager thinks it isn't practical to keep you in the office if we have to get someone else to do your job every time your school schedule changes. When we substitute our personnel, we have to train the new people. That takes time. Our records have to be processed and put away in their proper places as soon as they arrive. The substitutes make many mistakes. In fact, the manager referred to that problem in his letter concerning your move. I know this transfer isn't an ideal solution to the problem. It may be difficult for you. Your work hours will be practically the same, but there will be a small loss of income. This transfer won't happen in an instant. It'll be several weeks before you are reassigned. You'll have time to make adjustments, both mental and physical. You may not be able to bear the move. If you can't, go ahead and look for another job. We'll still give you a good reference. The company knows you tried hard and will be happy to tell everyone you did. Sometimes working and going to school at the same time just doesn't work out.
Look at Figure 2. Repeat the words.
Bring up. Bring up. Catch up. Catch up. Fallen behind. Fallen behind. Gotten behind. Gotten behind. Transfer. Transfer.
Now listen to paragraph 1 again. Listen for the words in the box.
I hate to bring this up, but you have fallen behind in your work. And the store manager wants to transfer you from this department. He thinks a move would be good. He said that you have gotten so far behind with your records that you won't be able to catch up by the end of the year.
Now, write the answers to the questions. Use some of the words in the box to complete the sentences.
Number 1. The manager didn't want to talk about the situation. What did he say? Number 2. What had the employee done? Number 3. What did the manager want the employee to do?
Now, check your answers.
Number 1. The manager didn't want to talk about the situation. What did he say? The answer is bring up. Repeat. He said, I hate to bring this up. Number two, what had the employee done? The answer is fallen behind or gotten behind. Repeat. He had fallen behind in his work. Repeat. He had gotten behind in his work. Number three, what did the manager want the employee to do? The answer is transfer. Repeat. He wanted him to transfer to another department.
Look at figure 3. Repeat the words.
Concerning. Concerning. Practical. Practical. Put away. Put away. Referred to. Referred to. Substitute. Substitute.
Listen to the second paragraph. Listen for the words in the box.
The manager thinks it isn't practical to keep you in the office if we have to get someone else to do your job every time your school schedule changes. When we substitute our personnel, we have to train the new people. That takes time. Our records have to be processed and put away in their proper places as soon as they arrive. The substitutes make many mistakes. In fact, the manager referred to that problem in his letter concerning your move.
Now listen to the statement. If it's true, circle T. If it's false, circle F.
Number one, the supervisor thought it was useful to substitute personnel. Number two, the supervisor put away the records for the substitute. Number three, the manager referred to the problem with the records. Number four, the manager was concerned about transferring people.
Now check your answers.
Number one is false. Repeat, the manager thought it wasn't practical. Number two is false. Repeat, the substitutes didn't put away the records. Number three is true. Repeat, the manager referred to the problem. Number four is true. Repeat, the manager wrote a letter concerning the transfer.
Look at figure 4. Repeat the words.
Ideal. Ideal. Income. Income. instant. Instant. Mental. Mental. Practically. Practically.
Listen to the third paragraph. Listen for the words in the box.
I know this transfer isn't an ideal solution to the problem. It may be difficult for you. Your work hours will be practically the same, but there will be a small loss of income. This transfer won't happen in an instant. It'll be several weeks before you are reassigned. You'll have time to make adjustments, both mental and physical.
Now, write the answers to the questions. Use some of the words in the box to complete the sentences.
Number one, did the supervisor think the transfer was the best solution to the problem? Number two, were the work hours in the new job almost the same? Number three, would the employee get the same amount of money in his new job? Number four, besides physical, what kind of adjustments did the supervisor mention? Number five, did he say the transfer would happen soon?
Now check the answers.
Number one, did the supervisor think the transfer was the best solution to the problem? The answer is ideal. Repeat, no, he didn't think it was ideal. Number two, were the work hours in the new job almost the same? The answer is practically. Repeat, yes, they were practically the same. Number three, would the employee get the same amount of money in his new job? The answer is income. Repeat, no, his income would be less. Number four, besides physical, what kind of adjustments did the supervisor mention? The answer is mental. Repeat, he also mentioned mental adjustments. Number five, did he say the transfer would happen soon? The answer is instant. Repeat, no, he said it wouldn't happen in an instant.
Look at figure five. Repeat the words.
Bear. Bear. Go ahead. Go ahead. Reference. Reference.
Listen to the fourth paragraph. Listen for the words in the box.
You may not be able to bear the move. If you can't, go ahead and look for another job. We'll still give you a good reference. The company knows you tried hard and will be happy to tell everyone you did. Sometimes working and going to school at the same time just doesn't work out. Succeed.
Listen to the statements. If the statement is true, circle the T. If the statement is false, circle the F.
Number one, the supervisor thought the employee might not be able to stand the transfer. Number two, the supervisor told him not to look for another job. Number three, the supervisor told him the company would say good things about him.
Check your answers.
Number one is true. Repeat. You may not be able to bear the move. Number two is false. Repeat. Go ahead and look for another job. Number three is true. Repeat. We'll still give you a good reference.
This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 26.